This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. A lot of activity in the Ohio Republican primaries for governor and Senate last week, most of it involving endorsements. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So tell us what's happening in the governor's race right now.
What happened Friday was very interesting. The Ohio Republican Party's executive committee met in Columbus, and they endorsed the slate of Republican candidates for the May 7th primary. Now, the most interesting of the endorsements, obviously, was for governor. And in that case, they endorsed Mike DeWine over Mary Taylor, and it was not close. The vote was 59-2, which was rather surprising. But DeWine obviously had the support of the Republican Party, what is now the Republican Party establishment in Ohio.
So how did Mary Taylor take that?
Not very well. She was not happy at all. She called Mike DeWine a career politician and a shill for the special interest. And, you know, she said that the executive committee and DeWine had engaged in good old boy bullying and backroom deals. So she was not happy one bit. This was kind of odd because a year ago, the Trump forces, led by Jane Timken, basically took over control of the party. They threw out John Kasich's handpicked state party chairman, Matt Borges, and it was thought at the time that the state committee would take on more of a Trump flavor. And Mike DeWine has kind of cozied up to Trump a little bit, but he's, you know, still seen as more of an establishment politician. So it was a little bit surprising.
So what about President Trump specifically now? Has he gotten involved?
Well, he's not gotten involved in the governor's race particularly. He, you know, he's had the opportunity to. A week ago today, when he was in Blue Ash at Sheffer Company up there, he had a big crowd. He had Mary Taylor was there with her running mate, Nathan Estruth. And Mike DeWine couldn't make it, but he sent his running mate, John Husted, the Secretary of State, to the event. And, you know, Trump introduced all of them to the crowd, but he did not endorse anybody. In fact, he couldn't, he mispronounced Husted's name. So, you know, he basically, if Mary Taylor was hoping for an endorsement out of that event, she was very disappointed.
While there wasn't an endorsement in the governor's race, he did make an endorsement, correct?
He did. At that very same event was Congressman Jim Renacci, Wadsworth, Ohio, who was in the governor's race. And when Josh Mandel dropped out of the Senate race, Renacci became a Senate candidate and said that he had the backing of Donald Trump. And it was clear from what Trump said a week ago Monday that he does have the backing of Trump. Trump said several times, you know, we've got to have you here in Columbus or in Washington. We've got to get you in the Senate. We've got to do the, you know, people in Ohio need to support you. And it was clear endorsement of Renacci over his primary opponent, a Cleveland businessman named Mike Gibbons. You know, that was pretty significant. And it was exactly what Jim Renacci was looking for, because the Trump endorsement in a Republican primary is a good thing.
So very briefly, then, these endorsements can make a difference.
They can, I think. Well, in the primary, I think they can. In the general election, I'm not so sure. In the governor's race, all the polling shows DeWine so far ahead of Mary Taylor that I don't think anything would have made much of a difference. Renacci is obviously the front runner in the Senate race, but Gibbons has a lot of money and is running very hard. You know, I don't know what impact the Trump endorsement will have.
Howard,
on that one. Yes.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.